It is a Flex Friday, and we are in Fall River, and we're at Pier 52, which is right next door to Tipsy Seagull and Best Laid Plans of Mice and Men. We would love to be outside this morning, but we're here indoors under a tent staring out at the ocean, so not bad on a Friday. You guys, thanks for being here this morning with us. I'm assuming, Shyam, you're going with the suggestion that happened right at the beginning of the show from the caller, and the rejoin theme is the disingenuousness of the Boston Red Sox. Is that why you went with Morgan Wallen?
That'd be correct, Greg.
Okay. So you're taking requests. It's all Request Friday?
Yep, all lie-related lie-related songs.
Okay. In honor of Morgan Wallen, I was chucking chairs off of a roof last night.
We will talk with Craig Breslow at 9 this morning. And I have established what I am calling the disgruntled fan mic right here. So anytime your anger reaches a boiling point, just simply bring yourself right up to the microphone, say your piece, and it will be therapeutic. Okay, so that
reminder: no swearing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way I feel about the Red Sox,
right.
Have at it. F bombs, I don't care. But okay, so so disgruntled fan mic set up, ready to go all morning long here. This is Kevin from Billerica. Kevin, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. You know, I'm just so mad. I mean, this is you know. The Red Sox, I'm going to put a curse on them because they're never going to win another World Series as long as John Henry owns this freaking team. I mean, I'm a product of the fifth grade. Back in the fifth grade, the 67 Red Sox, we all got put in the auditorium. They brought in this little block on my TV to watch it. And then I get home from the school bus. Hey, Mom, can you stop watching the soap opera so I can watch? No. So like, I'm a product of that. I want this baseball team, John Henry, to get out of here.
Kevin, thank you. Watching it, Kevin, watching it at school on the old black and white with the rabbit ears, and it was, and I mean, look,
you lost Kevin, you're kind of screwed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Hey, I have an idea for the Breslow interview.
Yeah.
What if we do AI questions? Like we ask our questions through AI.
Well, I mean,
and it could be a computer to computer interview.
I mean, those guys, we got a DM last night on the show Instagram, and our Instagram for this show is Greg Hill Show WEEI. Am I correct about that, Courtney?
Yes.
All right, give us a follow if you can. And we got a lot of angry DMs last night, directed at the Boston Red Sox. But this one I found particularly of interest at 11:49 last night, and it says, "I respectfully ask you not to have Brez Lowe or Slammin' Sammy Kennedy on your show. Break the contract, pay to make them both go away, take away their platform to not be honest. I mean, when I confronted my wife about her affair with my best friend's sister, she at least was honest and told me the truth."
Holy hell.
And that, I mean, so
yeah, at least she's
therapeutic.
Therapeutic?
Yep.
How long do you think he sat on that before hitting send?
Well, he was ready to go with that.
Therapeutic.
We should ask Breslow what he thinks the Patriots
I think that guy's behind the bar right now.
This is Paul from New Hampshire. Paul, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Good morning.
Of course. What's up?
Well, it's so disappointing, but as you recall, I called the show the day before the day before the trade line. They said, you're not going to get Diddley unless you gave up Anthony, Campbell, and Meyer, and you guys disagreed with me. That's not why I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'm calling because it's one of two things. Either we don't have the prospects that people want, or there's something that they don't want to deal with Breslow. And when you talk to Breslow, please ask him why we traded the potential Cy Young Award to the National League. Quentin, what's his name? Pressler? To Milwaukee. He's 10-2 with a 3.17 ERA or something.
Right.
Yeah. He could have been pitching for us.
Yeah. All right. They have prospects. And again, if you're talking specifically about Joe Ryan, I would cut my left arm off to get Joe Ryan. Like, I don't. I
saw you were sawing it last night.
Like, I don't. I was actually. That was actually a tortilla that I was I was eating. I don't.
And Ken, I mean, Greg, legitimate, actual try to offer to pay last night. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Yes, I did.
It was
real. You always do. Yes, salad just for you, though?
And that's a whole, it's a narrative right. that is, it's a false narrative.
He had gluten.
I pay for everything. Right. It's a false narrative.
And I have to say, Morgan's Cantina, spectacular. Yeah. He even had gluten-free tortillas for Greg.
Yeah,
The guacamole was excellent, I thought, last night.
Excellent guac.
You love the salsa.
Salsa was, I would say, the best salsa I've ever had.
Ooh. Yeah.
And
wow.
Old El Paso. Also, has got nothing on that puppy.
Also, hard O flex from Curtis, who chose the salsa over the guacamole because he's watching his.
Oh no, I don't like guacamole.
Okay,
you're watching your weight. You're so thin right now.
I wasn't watching my weight. Oh. I had a freaking full plate of enchiladas.
Yeah. I noticed it on Curtis. When I ran into you on the walk the other day. I said, Curtis looks so thin.
Yeah, he does.
I'm watching Curtis. Guacamole.
He looks great. You don't like guacamole?
No, the consistency.
It's so good.
It's the consistency the is best. Like it's weird because Courtney, you don't like consistency of certain
deli
things.
Meat.
Guacamole looks like you know what it looks like, and then it there's no taste to it.
Yeah,
like a nice cilantro in it.
Mike is calling. Mike is calling the show from Connecticut. Mike, good morning and hello. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Look, Red Sox Nation, relax. Okay, it's not like the Sox didn't do anything. They picked up a couple pitchers. Yeah, we don't know what they're gonna do. But in previous years, the Sox didn't do anything, and they sucked.
Well, they didn't do anything. Yesterday, they did nothing. They acquired a guy from the Dodgers who were trying to win a World Series.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Come on, dude.
Long enough.
If you can't be mad today, I don't know when you can be mad. This whole ownership group continues to lie to the face of their consumer. How many times has Sam Kennedy been on this show and admonished me for being negative while telling the audience that they're going to do things they never actually do?
You're wrong. You're a liar.
Like, they're despicable what they've done to the fan base. They continually and perpetually say one thing and do the other and then have the balls to yell at me for simply pointing it out.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
How do you think Alex...
Can we get my Sam Kennedy laugh at some point?
How do you think Alex Cora feels? Alex Cora's probably pissed off again because they don't give him what he needs. I mean, maybe they don't care. Maybe Alex Cora is sitting there and collecting his check and he doesn't care. But I have to believe there are guys on that team playing for that team who wanted some help. Trevor Story talked about it the other night about how he felt like they had an opportunity after a couple years here to, you know, to go for it. And there have to be guys who are pissed.
Imagine being Alex Bregman. You get here, it's been an absolute S show since you've gotten here. Yeah, you're winning games right now, but overall, you're like looking at this front office like it's a joke. Yeah.
So who is it? Because Courtney asked the question, right?
This is going to be my lead.
It's your lead?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. Real quick, let's open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window, if we could, and poke his head outside here on the ocean. In Fall River, Curtis, what do you see out there?
I see some rain, drizzle, nothing too crazy, not torrential downpours, but wet morning till around 10 a.m. Afternoon here, it's going to be cloudy skies around 71. Perfect day tomorrow for the poker run.
Yes.
77 and sunny. Sunday, 80 and sunny. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend back home. Perfect weather, much cooler. No more rain and sunshine. Great weather. I saw Eric Fisher, my rival at CBS, tweet out that it is a perfect weekend for the Pan Mass Challenge. So Santos got great biking weather.
Excellent.
Good job, Curtis.
This annual event that they do here tomorrow is incredible. It's all these boats that do, you know, well over 100 miles an hour, and they all right out here under the Braga Bridge. They all get gather tomorrow, fire up the engines, and make their way around Newport and Jamestown and everywhere down here. And it's all raising money for the Greg Hill Foundation. So I want to thank them for that. Mike and Nicole Lund, they do an unbelievable job with this event every year, and I'm glad they chose us as the beneficiary. So
it was under that bridge last year where I saw Wiggy see his life flash before his eyes. Yeah.
No, and the boats that they do, they're all topless, though. They're not like the one we're in. They're all like, you know, where you...
They are all. What's going on over there, Griff?
Is Ken
screwing with things?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Sorry,
Eamon is.
It's Breslow. Breslow's messing with it.
Who is that out there?
It's Breslow.
That's Michael. Michael screwing at things. Oh. Nice job, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
Wiggy, can you be honest? The reason you got on the boat is because you heard it was topless?
No. I mean, generally, you get on boats that when you hear they're topless. Right. But the one we were on, it's called a cigarette boat, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But it had a top, yeah.
It had a top on it.
Let's, if we could, get to at least a lead this morning, Shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I'm a Portuguese sailor. I got a name for a pretty girl. I've spent 7 years on a whaler. I've had some good times around the world. But when I landed in Fall River, she was staying at the Somerset Motel. I should never have left the world. Now I won't see her anymore.
Oh, Sean, I love it. I got to tell you, you stumped me. I don't know the artist. Was that a big hit? Fall River, I'm assuming that's called, Sean?
Yeah, it's called Oh Fall River by Alika and the Happy Samoans.
I love those guys.
Oh, great song.
They're
love
much
it.
Better live.
Leads this morning here from Fall River, brought to you by Subaru. And it is Make It a Subaru Summer. And find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shine, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. I just wanted to try and spread some positivity today because I know today's a very negative day after what the Red Sox did to us at the deadline by doing absolutely nothing and not helping anybody. Football's here. We got football last night, finally. One of the best things, too, about last night, did you see the virtual measurement for spotting the football? That was almost erotic. I'm just happy that football season is here. I'm so pumped. It's something to look forward to. The Patriots will be, at the very minimum, the Patriots are going to be a fun, competitive football team. That is the best news we've had here in this city when it comes to football in like 3 years, maybe 4 years, maybe longer. Who knows? But I'm excited. I'm ready for football to start. The Hall of Fame game is a great way to kick it off, and I couldn't be more happy about that, you know, outside of the Sox doing nothing yesterday.
Okay. Were you bothered by the anthem? Somewhere I was not last night. I thought it was cool. The guy who did it, military guy, not necessarily the greatest singer in the world.
I
thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, like, whenever it has anything to do with the military, we're not talking about Beyonce. Like, let them just do
it. Yeah, why not have regular people do the anthem when regular people want to do the anthem?
Agreed.
Like, I don't.
Shime, did you take your hat off? Like the guy that did it at Bernie's?
No, I didn't. Sorry. Oh,
okay. No, Shime, you're right. Thank God for football season.
Yep. Amen.
All right. We are at Pier 52 in Fall River, and it's a Flex Friday, and we will be back with more leads coming up next.